It's Monday, September 11th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Way to open up this year's episode of the show. Hens from Madrid, Spain, doing Caribbean Moon. It's a new single they just released recently, presumably from a forthcoming thing, or maybe it's just a single, who knows. Not me, but I like it. I like it a lot. Speaking of things I like a lot, this whole episode's going to be full of them. It's going to be almost entirely new stuff from old favorites, with one exception, because I wanted to make an exception. But anyway, it's almost entirely new stuff by old favorites. That's the theme of the episode, even if only unofficially. Always, that's the name of the band from Toronto, Canada. I mentioned, I don't know, a couple months ago when I put them on the show that they had a new album coming out soon, and I was stoked about it. Well, guess what? It's come out. It's called Antisocialites, and we're going to hear a couple more tracks from it. First, Saved by a Waif, then Your Type. Both great songs, of course, as always, by always. You're not going to be disappointed. These guys are basically the best. That's kind of the unofficial term to describe them, is the best. So here we go. Always, Saved by a Waif, and Your Type from their album Antisocialites, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Inside of it, in the park, didn't think you found that hard. Oh. It's all the same day. I wake up, I go to work, and I try my best to just forget about everything that's bringing me down.
Oakley Doakley. After Always back there, we heard Washed Out from Perry, Georgia, another Sounds of My Head favorite. They got a new record. It's called Mr. Mellow, and we heard the song Floating By. It's a weird record. I'm going to say that about it. I would say the bulk of it is like minute-long songs, and then there's a few actual like real songs like Floating By, and most of them are not very good. So really a pretty disappointing release, I got to say, as a big Washed Out fan. This is not their best record, I don't think. I hate to be negative, but I'm just telling you the truth. It's just kind of phoning it in, I think, with this record. That's just my own personal opinion. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe they worked really hard on it. But whatever, Floating By is the only good song. And it is such a great song, though, that I wanted to put it on the show, because I totally dig Floating By. And I do love Washed Out, even if this record is a little bit disappointing. Okay, after Washed Out, we heard Fascination's Grand Chorus from right here in New York City. You may know them as the band that I sometimes play on the show, and whenever I do, I always talk about another band, the New Rags. You see, Fascination's Grand Chorus, it's two people, Stephanie and Andrew. Andrew was half of the New Rags, which is another band that was two people. I love them all. I love all this stuff. And Fascination's Grand Chorus, I went and saw them, I don't know, not that long ago in Bushwick, and they plan a show, and they played a bunch of songs I'd never heard before. So presumably they got a record coming out or something, but it hasn't come out yet. But this Wait, this song that we just heard, that's like their newest single, and I think it's great. So I look very forward to the new release. The stuff they played live sounded great, so I'm very excited about that. But speaking of things I'm excited about, the New Rags, that's right, the band I always talk about when I play Fascination's Grand Chorus or Chalkin' Numbers or these other bands that are kind of the same people. The New Rags are back. They have a new EP, the first one in like, you know, a really long time. I don't know if it's been a decade or what, but it's been a while, and they got a new EP out of nowhere. It's called Superpower. It's got three tracks on it, and we're gonna hear one of them right now. We're gonna hear the song Go off this new Superpower EP. Then, because I love the New Rags, I'm just going to play it. The new EP, it only has like the rock and roll songs. It doesn't have any of the covers of ragtime songs, which I really love those. So after Go from the new Superpower EP, I'm just going to dig into the vaults and pull out a couple of the best ragtime songs that they did off their album Get Out of Here. And we're going to hear a couple of those. So first you're going to hear Go by the New Rags. That's brand new. Just came out like very recently. Then we're going to hear the New Rags, The Cascades, and Maple Leaf Rag 2. Scott Joplin covers from their record Gotta Get Out of Here. It's super fantastic. Can't go wrong. Love me some New Rags right now on the show.
Let you go. I just want to let you go. Bojack, come home.
I can't. I don't belong there. I don't belong anywhere.
But that's the thing. Everybody belongs in Los Angeles.
There's like no barrier for entry.
Oh God, that's true. They do let in just anybody.
I was at a coffee shop yesterday, and I heard a guy trying to impress someone by soft pitching a web series he crowdfunded.
Oh my God, let me guess. The web series is about how funny he and his friends are, just like hanging out.
He described it as HBO's Girls, but like, from a guy's perspective.
What? And he's just giving this away for free in a coffee shop? Somebody get this guy an overall.
Well, the important thing is that barista's definitely going to have sex with him later.
Okay, so after the new Rags, we heard Soda Fountain Rag. That's the name of the band, Soda Fountain Rag. They're from Bergen, Norway. We heard a couple tracks off their album, The Lost Levels. We heard Who Needs a Car, my favorite song, obviously, because I hate cars and I love bikes. and I desperately want to go to the Netherlands and visit the Museum of Musical Machines. It's a story for another day. After Who Needs a Car, then we heard The Year I'm 17. Both super fantastic songs off their Lost Levels album. If you like those songs, check out the whole thing. And I should say, that was the exception. The exception that this whole episode is going to be new stuff from old favorites. That's like the whole episode, except Soda Fountain Rag, who I've never played on the show before, but I wanted to put them on because I was playing the new Rags. And whenever I started listening to the Soda Fountain Rag, I was like, I tell you what, I'm going to put this song on whenever the next time I put on anything by the New Rags is. That was kind of what I told myself at the time. And so that time had come, but then it was like sort of this, I phoned it in. This episode, I'm not in top form. That's all I got to say. Okay. What am I doing? Next up, Noah and the Whale. That's the band. Do you remember Noah and the Whale? I love them so much. In particular, this song. It's 5 years' time. It's the best song they ever recorded, and it is a super fine song. And it came off their album at the time when they released it, just self-titled, Noah and the Whale. But since then, they've renamed it. So the album is Peaceful, The World Lays Me Down. That's now the name of the album, though it wasn't 10 years ago or whatever. Why am I playing Noah and the Whale from 10 years ago? I'll tell you why. Because Charlie Fink, the leader, singer, writer, Noah and the Whale kind of disbanded eventually. And Charlie Fink, he went on to do his own thing, and he hasn't released anything in quite a while. But now he has. So he's got this new album. It's called Cover My Tracks. And it's just, it's pretty disappointing. So that's really all there is to it. I don't know. I wanted so badly to like it. And it's just kind of not, it ain't 5 years' time. I'll just say that for it. So we're only going to hear one song from it. But we are going to hear 5 years' time to set the scene and remind you of how great the peak of Charlie Fink and Noah and the Whale was. So 5 years' time is a reminder. Then we're going to hear I Was Born to Be a Cowboy, the best song off this new Cover My Tracks record by Charlie Fink. And who knows, I could be totally wrong. You might love Cover My Tracks. It might be like your new favorite record. So if you like this song, check out the whole thing. You never know. You might really like it. So here we go. Without further ado, Noah and the Whale, 5 years' time. Then Charlie Fink, I Was Born to Be a Cowboy. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. That I've ever been, and I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean, and she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too, and I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and if we love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And though we're missing, moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed, and I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you, in 5 years' time we might not speak, oh, in 5 years' time we might not get along. Wherever you go, there'll be love, love, love Wherever you go, there'll be love, love, love. 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 Some girls dream of meeting a rich boy. Some girls dream of being a playboy. But since I was young, I only had one. I dreamed of being a cowboy. I used to strut up and down my street, wearing a Stetson and boots on my feet. And in my mind, I go back in time to a land of sand and mesquite. All the other kids, they used to tell me I was strange. But ooh, ooh, I didn't care what they did. I knew I belonged on the plains. Cause I was born to be a cowboy, singing a campfire song. I was born to be a cowboy, but the cowboys are gone. Soon I gave up on the rodeo and started listening to the radio. Got lost in sound and I found that I was born to rock and roll. I started playing the electric guitar and learned a limited repertoire and dreamed of the days where the band still played and good music could make you a star. Most people said I should quit, said I didn't belong on a stage. But ooh, ooh, I didn't care what they did. I knew I had songs in my veins. Cause I was born to be a rock star. Live fast and die young. I was born to be a rock star. How do you find your place in a world where you don't belong? All the worlds where I should have been, they've all come and gone. But I was born to be someone, it was written in my fate. I was born to be someone, but maybe I was born too late.
Steps and t-shirts loose and rip. Some of them so out of style I can't. I was a worm, I was a creature. I'd get on the ground the second I'd see you. You cannot command your love. I wasn't a catch, I wasn't a keeper. I was walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever. Hand and glove. So blame it on me. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. At Seaman stations and on invitations, you'd fall into rivers with friends on the weekends, innocent skies above. The liquor store, I can't wait to see you. I'm walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever in the house of love. So blame it on me. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. Wasn't so bad, I wasn't that sick. Got taken by love, I wasn't that quick. A foregone conclusion. It's gonna be different after tonight. You're gonna see me in a different light. It's a foregone conclusion.
Let's catch up one last time. After Noah and the Whales, Charlie Fink back there, we heard The National from right here in Brooklyn, New York. They got a new record. It's called Sleep Well Beast, and from it we heard two tracks, Turtleneck and Karen at the Liquor Store, both great songs. Interesting story about this new record, though. I was out walking around, like, last week in my neighborhood, which I've mentioned this before. It's like a mall. I basically live in a mall. Like, there's just... it hasn't always been this way, but as of late, the whole neighborhood is just an endless... you know, a bunch of chain stores and stuff. Anyway, so walking down the street, like I'm in the hallway of a mall, and I look in the window of the Apple store, and there's like a huge crowd of people. I'm like, what are all these people doing in the Apple store? So there's some people standing out in front. So I'm like, say, do you guys know what's going on in there? And they're like, you know, European tourists. So they have no idea about what's going on in the Apple store. So I'm like, fine, I just go inside and I'm like, hey, what's the deal up in here? And they're like, oh, the National's about to play. And I'm like, when? And they're like, oh, right now. And like, as soon as they say it, the National walk out and they just start playing. So I stuck around. It was like a 30-minute set and they just played like, you know, half the songs on the new record. They didn't really talk to the crowd much. They didn't introduce anything. They introduced the people in the band, I think. And then they like left and that was it. It was just like 30 minutes of the National playing in the Apple store unexpectedly. And I just happened to walk by at the right exact moment. It was very, very fortuitous. But they played Karen at the Liquor Store, by the way. Great song. Was that an interesting story? I'm not sure that was actually an interesting story. But anyway, I told it, so there's that. Okay, Finishing up this episode of the show, another old favorite, Jonathan Bree from Auckland, New Zealand, formerly of the Brunettes. He has a new single. It's called You're So Cool. And man, it is so cool. I just wanted to say that. But it is really great, though. You're going to love it. Jonathan Bree, You're So Cool, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Russian March and Russian Dance, both by The New Rags, and The Entertainer and Weeping Willow Rag, both by Scott Joplin. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where to follow me on social media, like Spotify, where you can go follow me, look for a playlist for season 14 of the show. You can find all the songs I play on the show and just listen to them without having to listen to me talk. That's a good feature. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.